Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
If it don't, then, you know, oh well, at least I tried.
But I'm looking for that motherfucker to roll with, man.
All right, I got a question. How do you start looking for that one?
Shit, I don't know. The signs are bigger.
I got an answer to that, man. You got to look within yourself first. You got to know your flaws, man. You got to know what you good at, what you bad at, man. I mean, if you go into a relationship thinking that, okay, everything I say is right and everything you say is wrong, then, oh, man, 2012 going to be just like 2011.
You may be right. Man, I'm not gonna go into it looking like that, man. And I think everything, you know, it's got to be a compromise. You know what I mean? Because I know I'm...
Really? Really? You say that?
Everything, man. You got to compromise, man. Everybody got to compromise, dude. To make it work, man, you got to compromise.
Now, hold on, Tom. Now, you're not really good at compromising, dog.
Yeah, I am, man.
You think so?
I can compromise when I want to. Sometimes I don't want to. You know what, man? I know I'm a difficult ass motherfucker. I know this. You know, it's not no secret. I understand that. So, you know, whatever female I'm dealing with, she got to understand that too. I'm just difficult.
Well, how the hell? Okay, that brings me back to my question. How the hell is you compromising if? Well, man, before we get into that, we got a caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's good?
Waylo, what's up, dog?
Y'all know what it is, Waylo. Who's your boy, NT? What's good?
What's cracking, good. Dog?
Sorry, shit different, Duck.
All right, man. Do we have more? Is my man Hardy coming on the line tonight?
Yeah, I got Hardy coming on.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay, well, before he get here, we hollering about New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
You got one way low?
Nah, I ain't got no resolutions.
Okay. All right, well, I mean, okay. Well, shit.
Just living for the moment, I mean.
I feel you on that. Now, my man Timer here. Man, Timer said he looking for love. He looking, putting up in all the wrong places. Looking for love.
Whatever, dude. Ain't wrong places, man. What you talking about, man. I'm just looking for that motherfucker I can go home with, man. That's exactly what. That's my goal for 2012, man. To find that motherfucker that I'll be with for the next 20, 30 years.
I understand that, dog. But at the same time, you gotta realize you keep hollering compromise, but you the last motherfucker in the world that wanna compromise about anything.
Man, I do compromise, man. I'm
you
just
really
difficult, that's all. I'm just like I said earlier, I'm a difficult ass motherfucker. I know this, and you know what I'm saying? She has to be willing to deal with that.
Okay, what are you willing to deal with?
You're not difficult. You stuck in your own ways. That's the whole thing.
Wait, man,
it's
hold
not
on,
that
hold
you're
on.
Difficult.
Hold on, we got another caller. Calling, man. Caller, what's happening?
Me. Oh, it was good. That's Hardy. Who's your boy, ENT?
Hardy, what's happening, dog? What's good with you?
What's happening, man? Chilling, man. Trying to see what's up. What's good?
Oh,
what's going
man.
On, dog?
Politics. You got your boy Wayne Lowe on the line.
Yeah. He right here with me, Nick.
Okay. That's what's up. So, Hardy, I mean, all right, man. We're going to go on to get this started. Hardy, Waylo been on the line Waylo been on the show for a minute, man, and, I mean, he promotes you heavily. And from what I can see, it's like, man, you like the backbone of Hoosier Boy Entertainment, man.
I appreciate that shit, for real. That's what I'm trying to be, and stand up and do something for this shit.
I see you go hard at it, man. I mean, and we fuck with Waylo all the time, man. So we gonna ask you the same question that we ask everybody from Yes, man. I mean, I could imagine we're looking to be an asshole at times.
Hell yeah, man. At times, but the dude, responsible and irresponsible, but he take care of his shit, man. But he an asshole at times. So gotta know that. Gotta know that.
Okay. Now, Hardy, man, now we've been promoting you, dog. We've been promoting you, and you ain't even been on the show yet, man. We done played damn near every track you done had.
Yeah, Wally been telling me, man, hey, I finally got a chance to sit down and come in the lab and do this shit, man. But I had heard y'all before. I was down here with the nigga. I had heard y'all talk before. I was laughing my ass up on y'all niggas, man. Y'all talking crazy shit, man. Some bitches and pussy and all type of crazy shit, man.
Oh, yeah, hey, man. Anything goes here, baby. Anything goes. You could text one of your girls right now and tell her, hey, if she's freaky enough, tell her call in. This is what we do.
Okay. Let me see what I can do, goddamn.
All right, now, we had the queen on last week, man. We had the queen on last week. I love talking to the queen. She was real about hers, man. I mean,
yeah.
We didn't had that fool jumped on the top of a goddamn building. That fool jumped on top of a damn building. I mean, that nigga said no ladders, no nothing. He jumped on a truck and jumped from a truck to a building. God damn, how the fuck do you do that?
I think the nigga all do that shit. That nigga like 5'4".
Right. I'm like, all right. Now, Hardy, like I said, man, it's like we listen to the music and it seems like you more the backbone of the Who's Your Boy. It's like you the one that's like, I mean, I'm not taking nothing away from none of the other artists, but you seem like you're more the focused one. It's like, okay, Hardy there. If something go wrong, we know we got Hardy. Just straighten it out.
That's the bread and butter.
Yeah, man.
With that responsibility, man, I imagine it comes a lot of motherfucking headache with that. I can imagine. Then you got Willow down all the time.
Kind of
Willow.
When you're president of the company, you ain't got to take no shit.
What'd you say?
And I was responding for way low.
What'd you say, bro?
When you're president of the company, you ain't got to take no shit.
No, I ain't got to take no shit. Do it and get it done, shit. Leave me alone.
But now, Hardy, let me ask you a question. Hold on a second, dog. Hardy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What's your goal for 2012, man, as far as the music go?
Man, I got a lot of goals for 2012. Really to just spread my shit and get on my business more. And for like the past probably 2 years, I've just been in the studio working on just damn near like artist development, you know what I'm saying? But now I'm getting older, I'm looking more to get into business to start making money off my show or at least spreading my shit to reach to another level so I can start, you know what I'm saying? Seeing things, whether it be profit or just more fans, more people in tune with what I'm doing. Just raise my shit up, step my game up, basically.
Okay.
Now, Hardy, I can honestly say that I kind of do like the majority of the talking on this show. But yeah, he produces, so I can kind of understand your pain when you got to sit down and listen to this motherfucker keep talking shit to you all the time.
Yeah, right.
I can understand your pain, man. I'm talking to Hardy, man. Me and Hardy on the same level.
Yeah.
Hardy on the same level. I mean, goddamn. You know, I mean, we love y'all producer skills. We know that y'all doing it for the love of it, and y'all ain't doing nothing but trying to help us. Or trying to help the movement, but damn, you motherfuckers don't want to listen. I mean, I feel your pain, man. I mean, but shit, man. All right, Hardy, man. I mean, we be touching on a lot of things. Like, and I'm gonna come straight out with you. Who you not feeling in this motherfucking rap game right now?
Damn, who I'm not feeling?
Who you not feeling? Real talk now. All bullshit aside,
I'm not feeling. Damn, because I listen to a lot of music. So who? Because it's crazy because I know it's a lot of niggas that I don't fuck with like that. That I don't listen to their music, but I be seeing niggas grinding and shit. But I don't know, like Tyler the Creator. I seen he had one. That's the nigga he had one on some VMA shit or some MTV shit.
Okay.
I always be seeing him. But he be having
where
crazy shit going on.
From?
Man, from California, some crazy shit.
I mean, is he down with Game? I mean, because I see him with Game all the time.
Right.
What the fuck is he doing? Because he's garbage to me.
Yeah, I know. The nigga, man, he'll be on some satanic crazy type shit, man. Niggas, man, I don't fuck with that shit, but niggas, I don't know. It's crazy, the internet age and all this shit, how everybody can spread their shit, spread their music, and you just see, it's like, it went from motherfuckers being interested in something to now niggas, a lot of niggas just follow shit, just follow what they see, you know what I'm saying? Because niggas lost. Shit.
Okay.
Who the hell y'all talking about?
That Tyler
nigga,
the Creator.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear him,
motherfuckers, man. I don't know. A lot of motherfuckers.
I mean, I'm feeling you, dog. I'm feeling you on that because it's like me, like I said, man, and like I said, what made me feel Hoosier Boy Entertainment, like I said, man, I'm listening to your music. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to Queen. That damn Guns, he off the fucking chain. I mean,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And then, like I say, Waylo calls in all the time, man. And to me, I'm like, okay, these cats trying to put a movement together. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And I respect that. That's what I'm loving about y'all, that y'all trying to put a fucking movement together. You know what I'm saying? And I see the level of respect that y'all had towards each other. You know, we joke with Waylo, man, all the time, talking about how he be fucking with y'all. But, man, that man goes hard for y'all every week. Every week that man goes hard for y'all. And,
yeah.
I mean, with that being said, it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? That's what you call a movement. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, I commend Hoosier Boy Entertainment because that's a movement there. You know what I'm saying? He could easily get on this motherfucker and say it's all about him. I'm the president. I put shit together. I do this. I do that. Nah, man, that man, every week he hollering Hardy. He hollering the Queen. He hollering Guns. You know what I'm saying? That man rarely even say anything about himself. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, man, I love to see the movement that y'all making. But I got to ask, man. I got to ask this question.
Yeah.
All right, man. And I know Father Time he gonna ask, so I'm gonna ask the first. What the fuck goes on in the studio, man?
What go on in the studio?
Yeah,
man.
In the studio. And please don't give me a PG answer. This is a rated R show. Please don't give me a PG answer.
Man, all type of shit done went on in this studio. We sitting in the studio right now. All type of shit done went on in this studio.
Now, Waylo's president. So Waylo, you know, Waylo, he gives us that answer that, you know, he gives us that overall answer, you know.
That business. Oh, number business. It's all business in the studio.
Yeah, he never said he got a dick sucked.
He wants the behind-the-scenes shit.
Right.
Well,
he never said he got dick sucked in the studio, but I mean, hey,
now the shit that I done did in the studio is a whole different type of subject. Now, I don't know what everybody, I know the shit I done did in this bitch.
give us one of your studio stories.
Man, what's a studio story?
I mean, what motivates you in the studio? Now, me, I ain't gonna lie, man. Before the show starts, I'm not gonna lie to you. I grab me a bottle or something.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. By the time he grab his bottle or whatever, and we get it on cracking. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
Yeah. I go pick up. I like different kind of swishes. So today I grabbed some grape swishes, some shit like that. And I ain't smoked grape swishes in about 3-4 years, some shit like that, man. But I just smoke loud in the studio all day. About 4-5 hours, I got to grab some blue ones or some shit like that. That's all I do, man, smoking, have some bitches around or something like that, come through with some of my niggas. I'm good. We just play the music and go in. I be in this bitch all the time. I got hundreds of songs in this bitch. But shit, I'll be inspired by different shit. Me go somewhere, come back to this bitch and shit, get it in.
Okay.
Did you say a great swisher?
Yeah, great swisher, man.
That's what that man said. Y'all don't know nothing about the great swisher.
They don't know nothing
about the great swisher. They don't know nothing about women. They don't know nothing. You gotta break it down, you know. You gotta break it down to the non-smokers.
You know what I'm saying? That's what motherfuckers say. You gotta stop smoking them. They gonna put a hole in your heart or some shit like that. I had to go back on it.
My rule is the day I do stop, that's probably when I get hurt or get sick. I'm not gonna stop, bro. I'm sorry.
That's been his excuse for drinking, smoking, crack.
Did you just disrespect me and say crack? Never did that. Smoking and drinking, you can get me on that. You can get me on smoking and drinking, bro. But I ain't never did no crack. Maybe sold it, but never did it.
It's a joke, brother. Let it go. Why do you always got to take a joke and just analyze it with all?
Because you always try to always sneak something in when ain't nobody listening. You think you so slick, you little ugly, unattractive bastard.
Let's say
it right.
See, this is how we do that, Hardy. We press that mute button, like y'all got in the studio, the mute button.
You never hear from him.
I'm gonna let it back in if you act like he got some sense. Now, Wick. I'm gonna let you back in. Now you can't keep calling me names.
I ain't do nothing, man.
Now, Hardy, you on my level, man. I mean, shit. Hey, man, we the backbone of this. Man, why the fuck we gotta take so much abuse?
Cause that's what come with that shit, man. That's what come with all that shit. You got to.
Man.
Wally give me that shit. Buddha, my CEO, give me that shit. The other rappers, artists, everybody gonna give you that shit.
All right. Yeah, all right, man.
How do you deal with it, though? That's the question. How do you? Every attitude, you got all these stars, and they know they stars, or they think they stars. How do you deal with that? That's like how LeBron James and Dwayne Wade on the same team. How you deal with it?
You got to be Michael Jordan. Just what niggas, what they need to be.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say this. I call you the backbone of the group. I call you the backbone of Who's Your Boy. Now, Guns, I call him, I told him he's the wild card. He's that fucking wild card. He's that one that when you just never know, it's like, bow, here he comes.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, because now, like I said, man, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a fan of y'all music, man. This is, and you know, by Waylo coming in, you know, it made me kind of listen to y'all a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, and I'd have grown to be a fan of y'all music. Now, with Hardy, you more that, you got that laid back. You got that laid back when I'm in the truck, I want to just, you know,
smoke your grape swisher.
Hell yeah. See, that's the thing, though, with Hardy. Well, Hardy, he'll give you that laid back, but Hardy will flip it on you, too. He'll get real down the gut on you, though. Don't get it twisted,
right? No, and I trust me, I'm not even, I already know. I mean, just listen to him, I can just take, like, okay, well, this dude can come from every angle. But I like the angle you come from, because it's like, you know, I can sit back, listen to you, you know what I'm saying? I can sit on my mind. I'm gonna pull Hardy in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm gonna pull Hardy in, because I got some shit on my mind, and I just want to roll. I want to roll, I want to kick back, you know what I'm saying, and meditate with my thoughts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna lie to you.
I tell everybody right now. If y'all want to hit my man Hardy, all you got to do is go to SinCity.Spruce.com. You can download the whole CD on the front page. All right, go ahead. Queen's on that too.
Yeah,
go download it.
Evo for
and
Hardy.
Gone, yep.
But now,
go download it, y'all. Free.
When I'm with my niggas and you know what I'm saying, we in that wild out, we finna get ready to go to club mode and all that shit. I ain't gonna. I thought, hey, I put that guns in, cause that boy is on with the shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But now that's not taking nothing away from you, Hardy, cause I you know what I'm saying. I feel what you're saying on so many different levels. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn. Mm-hmm. I mean. When you writing, dog, I ain't gonna say you writing, because you probably get to that motherfucker and just do it straight out freestyle, I don't know. But when you go in that booth, man, what be on your mind, man? I mean, what make you come up with the shit that you come up with?
I try to go off, like, situations. Whenever I sit down and go through some beats, and I might have 20 beats sitting right there, and I might have had these 20 beats for whoever know how long, and I just, whatever on my mind, however I'm feeling that day, that's just what I go off of. And since I done had my own studio and shit, I ain't had to, like, write in a minute, because I've been recording myself. So I just go to the booth, come up with the first 8 or something like that, and then lay that shit and just keep going back, you know what I'm saying, until I get that shit done. But it's just really whatever be on my mind or whatever going on that day. And I like that melody and music and shit, so a lot of my hooks be like that. Like how you say, we could just sit back and just chill and listen to that shit and just, you know what I'm saying? It might be more personal music. It might be just some shit you might listen to by your damn self, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why you smoking that grape swishing?
Yeah.
He ain't gonna let you
listen. A great swisher, man. I ain't even heard that. I ain't never heard no shit like that before, man.
You never heard a great swisher, huh?
Man, that dude ain't. Hold on. Let me tell y'all. He ain't smoked weed since 94. So he.
That's a
great
story, man.
I never ever smoked after that anyway.
Motherfucker spoke. Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all, dog. We went to a club, and he never was a weed smoker, but peer pressure, motherfucker. We kind of peer pressured him into smoking some weed. The motherfucker ate 6 Reese cups, and then thought everybody was looking at him.
I seen the most paranoid motherfucker to smoke.
He killed everybody's high that night. Hey, man. Dude keep trying to look at me. Dude, they finna jump us. Man,
motherfuckers kept staring, shit.
No, motherfuckers
wasn't staring. If you ever seen a motherfucker paranoid from smoking weed, times that times 10, fucking around with Father Time.
That's why I don't smoke.
Times 10.
Yeah.
I mean that. Times 10. Everybody
can't handle that shit.
No, he can't. No, he's one of those. Don't let him smoke, 'cause you get everybody killed in the club or get everybody killed. Don't let him smoke. He is not allowed around green at all.
Yeah.
He's better with that man-made shit. Don't give him no weed. Mm-mm.
I don't know what a green stick is, a banana swisher, or peach swisher. All I know is swisher sweets.
They got them all.
Man, you cry when you smoke that. But now, Hardy, let me ask you, man. I know that y'all like a family unit and all that, but I mean, is there anybody like from the Midwest that you wouldn't mind working with? If so, who would that be?
Man, that's a good question. As far as like a young nigga, like maybe.
You know, we gotta go through the president. He might veto some shit.
Because you only got a couple of people on the blacklist, so.
Right.
Yeah. In the Midwest, though.
Midwest region.
I like Ray Cash in Ohio. I like Ray Cash from Ohio. Indiana, we got so much shit. Young niggas. I like, what's the name? What's the nigga? Young Tone out of Indianapolis. I fuck with him. Shit, man. It's a lot of motherfuckers. Legends. Who we got? I don't know if I do it. I do a song with like Common or something, like if he's from nigga from Chicago or something, living like that. Who do you think, Wally?
I don't know. It'd have to be a singer, like a female singer that I want to hear with Hardy, like on some like on some melody gangster shit.
I don't know.
Melody
Gang,
I like that.
Yeah, I think that. I don't know. That's a good ass question, man. Cause there's so many niggas, and so I listen to so many motherfuckers and so many niggas. I don't know. I like old boy from Chicago, now King Louie. Yeah, you little young nigga trying to do his shit.
All right, I tell you what, break it down like this. If you had the opportunity to put a Wu-Tang Clan together, just Midwest artists. Who would be on your team? Give me four names. Who would be on your team?
You said how many names?
Four. Give me four. Who's on your team? You trying to put a Wu-Tang together? Just Midwest. All right, nobody mainstream. No Eminem or no Common. None of them motherfuckers.
Just Midwest motherfuckers.
Just local Midwest artists.
Okay. I got to go with my nigga Black. Man, I don't know who you think. Wally, man, I gotta go with Black. I really gotta go with the home team. I might name some niggas y'all might not know, but they like local niggas around, like
They niggas I don't recognize. I say niggas from Hammond, P.A.D. Trier. I got to say Trier. He got some videos and all that shit up on YouTube, all type of shit like that. I see what Soup be doing. I like Soup. I like his grind shit he be doing. I like that shit. Man, who else? I say Young Tone out of Nap, and I go to South Bend and get the boy Priceless. So if y'all ain't heard of them, y'all look them niggas up. They doing their shit too.
I've been hearing a lot about Young Tony up here. I ain't never heard of this stuff, but I've been hearing a lot about him though.
Down here in
Minnesota. I didn't hear them a couple of, you know, Muzz talking about him up here.
I mean, did you just say mugs? I heard a couple of mugs talking about it.
You just always gotta find something to mess with me about, don't you?
Yeah,
always,
no.
Don't you?
Couple of mugs. I heard something about it. Hey, you got this 84 mug. Hey, mug right there.
Yeah,
nah. I'm just, man. All right, let me quit because he always stop picking on him. I ain't going to keep picking on him. All right, now, well, check this out, Hardy. Hardy, we got a website, SinCity.Spruce.com, man.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Waylo, I'm sorry, Hardy, I don't mean to cut you off, but Waylo, can you please tell your artist, at least put a profile picture up?
What are you talking about?
He just told me that shit today.
He just told me to go make a profile on there today. I'm doing that shit tonight. Talking about some bitch on there with a dick in her mouth or cleaning the teeth or some shit. Oh, what are you talking about?
Janine. All right, now, hold on, man, Hardy. We can't disrespect. We can't disrespect and call them bitches, man.
I take that back. A young lady or whatever you would like to say.
They are called females, they do it what they do. We're not disrespect them on Sin City.
Okay. I got it.
I'm just saying, we can't disrespect no ladies. I mean, if they out there, they vivid with theirs, let them be vivid, but we don't disrespect nobody.
Okay, I got you.
Now, Hardy, we need a page, man. And if you put a page up, please put a profile pic up. We got some wild things on there, man. We got some wild things on there.
All right. No doubt. You can throw your video on that too, man.
Right. Okay. I'm about to get to you for all the time. I'm about to tell them. Let them drop the video. Let them know about the videos and the blogs and all that.
Yeah, it's all on there, man. You can upload your videos. You can put your blog on there, man. People respond to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We put it all on there, man. We got it all on. And the difference between us and Facebook, dog, and all the other motherfucking sites, our shit ain't censored. You can put what you want on that motherfucker. Ain't nobody gonna take it off because we control it.
That's just like this show. Now, when we on this show, man, I can talk to Father Time and I can tell him.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
Just like that.
Wow. I don't have access to no sound bites tonight, but I will.
Wow.
Let me ask you, I got a question for Waylo.
Yo.
I don't know too much about rap. You know, I don't know too much about the behind the scenes and all that shit. What's the big deal about your masters?
Your masters?
Yeah,
your masters is shit. Your masters is your Rosetta Stone to the music.
your masters is that track that you lay down that you did. You laid your words on this track. That means that's your music. Now, when you with a record label, they might want to own your masters. And when they own your masters, that means if you leave, they own that, so you can't take it with you. That song is theirs.
And the only artist that I know ever did kept their masters was Ray Charles. That's the only person I know that kept their own masters.
Exactly, because he had enough money to buy it from them.
Master P
did that shit too because he had his own company.
Let me ask you a question. Let me get this question right quick. Hold on. Okay, so you're saying I go in the studio, I make 20 songs, I put 12 of them on a CD, and those other 8, they keep?
Exactly. If you pay for them.
Why you think Tupac was behind so long?
Yeah, Tupac still got music he ain't put out yet.
Still ain't put out.
His mother is slowly buying all his music.
But Death Row was owning it for a second, though.
True. But so then Death Row couldn't afford to keep it, though.
Right, they couldn't afford to keep it. They put a whole album, so what's that, 16 tracks?
Exactly.
So they put out enough to make some money off of it.
That's just like you cut your record, right? And you didn't pay no money for that master, but you own it. If I walked up to you with $2 million in a briefcase, say, "Hey, I want my masters," of course you're gonna be like, "Yeah, here you go, right here," and give them that master.
Okay.
That's $2 million that you just got off for nothing.
Or buy me a car or a house or something like that.
Yeah.
That's how they.
Off of music that your artist, like when an artist signed a contract. It don't go for, all right, like no NBA contract where you on this team and you belong to us. Everything you do is a reflection of this team. When you're an artist and you sign a contract, they want you to make so many albums this year or put out so many mixtapes this year.
So how much do you get for 16 tracks? If you did, well, not 16, let's see, 13 bars.
13 bars?
Yeah, because I don't know how many bars is into
a
track.
16 bars is a whole song.
Right. God damn it.
When they break into bars, bars is the rhythm of the song.
Oh, so how much you get for each song then?
Well, here at this company, we don't do that. So the artists right now don't. Now, we did have long artists. Huh?
I said, I'm pretty sure a lot don't get paid by bars.
Hell no. If that was the case, they'd be rich as fuck.
Right.
Bars on a song.
Right.
But what I'm saying, we did have one artist that.
How many bars on the song?
16.
How many bars you said on the song?
Well, it's depending on how. Average song is 16.
The average song?
16 bars on the song.
No, that.
Okay.
Party, how many bars was on the song?
16 bars in a verse, so it just depends on how many.
16 in a verse, so it's what?
About
16 times, depending on how many verses you got.
About
on
five, I'd say about five. Yeah.
Okay, let's just end that conversation with, okay, all right, Waylo, you president, you the president of Hoosier Boy. I mean, Hardy's an artist. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And the bottom line is, okay, I guess everybody want to know is how Hardy's getting paid.
How Hardy's getting paid? Hardy's getting paid off of his motivation and his drive to go out there and bang CDs out in the streets, put them in these clothing stores, make sure people are hearing his music, going and doing these shows. That's how Hardy get paid. Hardy out here in these streets, hand-to-handing his CDs to these average Joes that's out here on the streets. You walk up to a Joe and, you know, he got his little sales pitch. It's like selling yourself. You got to sell yourself to make it. If you don't sell yourself and establish yourself, you'll never get shit.
So basically, rapping is a real job. It's like having a real job. It's not like anybody think it is. You know, just going there, you're going
to
rap.
Play. No, you don't come to
studio
and just rap.
It's like having a real job, right?
Yeah, this is you. If you don't sell you, If you don't sell you, you ain't gonna see no bread in the long year.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can go to a studio and make a song. That don't mean they're gonna sell it.
So let me ask you a question. Can I negotiate? Let's say I'm an artist. I'm finna sign with somebody. Can I negotiate my masters?
Yeah, you can negotiate your masters. That'll be in your contract.
Okay. Okay.
You establish that in your contract. If you want to go to a record label and be like, hey, I want to be with y'all, but I want to own all my masters, just like Ray Charles did. 9 times out of 10, they'll say, hell no.
But don't you have to be good enough to be able to say that, though? You have to be good to say that.
Yeah, they can say no if they want to.
Okay, now let me ask you this question. Okay, I made all these songs for this company. I leave this company, go to another company. Can that company release my music without me getting paid for it?
Yeah, because it belongs to them. You won't see not one penny of that shit. And there's artists out there that's done that. There's a lot of artists out there that's left a record label, and then they still put their music out and still got paid when that artist ain't seen not one shiny penny of that shit.
Yeah, like having 50 cents.
And it's they words. That's fucked up. The music business is cutthroat.
Yeah, it is. It's a business. It's a black collar business.
Yeah, so just know, motherfucker, you leave Sin City, I ain't giving you a fucking dime.
I had your ass in court like they did that motherfucker on Facebook.
Court, motherfucker. You choose to leave, your ass is gone. You ain't getting a fucking dime.
I ain't no witness either. They're going to have to find me. I ain't coming to court.
They archiving. If he left, he ain't getting shit.
Like I was saying a few minutes ago, we had an artist that, you know, he was on some bullshit. He didn't want to do his job and shit like that, so we cut him. He came back trying to get some of his music. Doors closed.
All right, wait, Lord, I'm going to ask a hard question here. I think it's a hard question. What is your job as an artist? What do you expect as a president from that artist?
I expect artist.
Yeah, what do you expect?
I expect the artist to do his job. And up
what
under that desk, come to the studio, show me how bad I should invest into your career, show me that you got the motivation and the drive for this shit, show me that your heart is in it. Because if your heart ain't in it, then you ain't going to go that far. And if you ain't going to go that far, why should I invest my hard-earned time, my money, and all the other shit that I do for you if your heart ain't in it?
There it is. Yeah, okay. That's what
did
I want to
hear.
Did
you hear that, Kai? You hear what he just said?
Is it just work?
You motherfucker ain't never here.
Ooh.
Drop it. Ooh. Drop it. Ain't got the song chewed up yet. I'm just
he just said that you tried to fuck, you been fucking up lately, bruh. That's just
man.
Yeah, that's what I got out of that. That's what I got out of that.
Remember, man, you on probation, man.
I'm just saying, that's just what he said. That's just what he said, man. I mean, I ain't trying to start nothing, but he just said that you was kind of fucking up a little bit.
Is that what you're talking about?
Just a little bit. I ain't say a lot. I just say a little bit.
I mean, for me to you, I'm gonna tell you this. All right, you listening?
Whatever, man.
We built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
You heard him?
All right.
He your brother's keeper.
All right, now, Hardy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, what's that?
Hold on, brother. We got Jadeen on here. Jadeen, what's up, baby?
Hello.
What's going down?
Not that much.
How's everything going, baby?
Oh, it's going good. I'm just listening to y'all.
before we get started, before you even get started, Janine, there's one more thing I gotta ask Father Time.
You owe me some money, motherfucker.
Yeah, man. All right, motherfucker. All right, Janine, what's happening? You press one. What's happening?
Nothing. I'm just listening to y'all talk.
Oh, okay. Now go ahead. Go ahead, dog. What was you about to talk about?
All right, now, Hardy, Wayno just told you what he expects from the artist. What do you expect from your president, your producers? What do you expect from them?
I expect my president to be responsible and take care of businesses, just like how y'all say he be out here going hard for this every week. Like I expect him to go hard for this like I do. Like, I'll be in the studio on a music or out promoting on the internet or whatever the case may be. I expect him to be basically kind of doing the same, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like after you're done with the music, it's a product now, you know what I'm saying? This is a company. You're trying to do something with this. So it's not even like your music no more. So I expect him to be the president of this company and the president of this product, you know what I'm saying? And go and handle business accordingly.
That was a good political answer, Waylo. But can I get your real feelings about that? You know what I'm saying? Your number two man, how do you expect him to act with your artist? Now, don't give me that political art and that political shit. Nah, go with the Sin City shit. That was a good political answer, man. I mean, I give you that. That was a great political answer. You know what I'm saying? We was on the news. You told everybody on that shit. But can
shit.
We hear the real shit?
Shit, I just expect nigga to go off of this shit. That nigga the president, he got to have those motherfucking business. That's all I expect for one.
Thank you. That's all we wanted to hear.
Now,
he been passing his blood. I was up here thinking.
All right, now, Hardy, let me ask you a question. He ain't got no Suge Knight tendencies, do he?
Man, I remember this one time. We was in the studio, and this CEO nigga from another little label, we had a little discrepancy while it was about to up this little pistol on him, man. I didn't know what was going to go down, man. I thought it was going to be blood all over the walls, man. So why the guy a little Suge Knight there? He might hang a nigga over the balcony. I don't know.
Oh, shit, man. We got to quit fucking with Waylo like that, dog.
He
changed up the whole game right there.
I'm sorry, man.
Well, fuck that, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
That's my MasterCard. They go everywhere I go, goddammit.
I feel you with no shit. I mean, shit, he I don't know. He got
all I gotta say about that subject, if you see me with the 30 shit, the 30 rounder, then go home. Somebody will piss me off.
He said the 30 round. That's what I'm talking about.
Damn, man.
He's unlocking back behind the motherfucker while he's shooting. Shit. He got 3 rounds, goddammit. He's like a shooting bag, too. That's just getting real.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But how do not have that shit happen, though?
Shit,
rap is all about. You know, they say rap is about violence and blazzy, blazzy, skippy, woo-woo. But how do you not have that happen in your organization?
Because
you got
to
do
people
away from you.
Hold on. Hey, anybody ever watch TMZ?
Yeah, everybody watch it. I'm pretty sure. That's what sells, though.
Right, and I'm just saying. Y'all know the one guy the one guy with the long hair that just, you be like, damn, he just comes in all the time out of nowhere.
Uh-huh. You're talking about the young dude.
That's Wick right about now. He's the young reporter. He's the young Sin City reporter tonight.
Oh, wow. Wow, you just always got to hit me in the head with something, huh? I just can't do nothing right, huh?
I'm surprised you ain't hit it with somebody yet.
Because I had good questions.
He was trying to find something that I fucked up about.
Not to put the sound by, you know. I'm sorry, man. I thought I had good questions.
I apologize for my endless questions.
No,
that's a really good question, Fred.
I apologize for my endless questions. I'm like Uncle Ruckus around this mug. He's always messing with me. All right, Freeman. Go ahead.
This is not bad, dog.
You always fucking with me, friend.
You know what? See, I'm going to put it out there, dog. I'm going to put it out there, and I'm going to say it. When we asked this guy, come on, man, be a part of the show.
I was willing to do it, and then I got cast.
Can I finish my sentence?
Go ahead.
The man told us, no, I don't want to do it. That's not what I said. Okay, we're going to do that like that. The man.
It sounded like you just chopped him in the throat and he just stopped talking.
Now, Father Time, you're a witness to this, right?
Yeah, I was right there.
The man turned to staff. We say, hey, man, you going to be a part of the show? The man said, no. No.
Yeah, you did say no.
I ain't mad at him. I ain't mad at him, but it's just, I'm trying to understand. Dog, do you want to be a part of the show? I mean, I like what you're doing. I love what you're doing. But I mean, you can't get mad at because I keep trying to figure out what you want to do. That's all I'm saying, brother. That's it. That's all. Yeah,
I was with you halfway to the end. You lost me on something. And like you said, Father Time was with us when we said this. You know what I'm saying? I was wanted to be with the show. I really did. But we knew how that went. Yeah, like I...
Chop. Wait, no. Another chop.
Yo.
Hey, you know what, man?
Cass like P. Diddy. He made me want to go get. He told me to go get some cheesecake. I couldn't go get no cheesecake, man.
Well, I'll tell you what. Take that.
Jesus,
what
are you talking about?
I don't know, man. I don't have the slightest idea. Look, we done got way off base. We got my man Hardy. We got Waylo. We got Hoot Boy Entertainment, man. We done got way off base. And see, Waylo like this shit because, see, he can talk shit about us now. See, that's what I'm trying to say. See, Waylo like this shit because Waylo can talk shit and be like, oh, y'all niggas fuck with me. But you motherfuckers over there acting the ass, too.
Goddamn dysfunctional family and shit.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
that's what we are. If we ain't ducked out, we are dysfunctional family.
Hey, but you know what though? We might be dysfunctional. But goddamn, we are. We show love to y'all. Y'all show love to us, man. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Already.
All
right, now, I gotta ask Waylo this. Waylo.
Yo.
You back in the G9?
She said, well, yeah, I'm back in the Jeep.
Okay, man. I keep saying it, and I mean it, dog, and I'm going to keep bringing it up until I get there. I got to get on that Who's Your Boy Lounge. I got to get on that, man.
I'll give you my number right now.
I already got it. Like my whole thing is, man, I love where y'all going with that Who's Your Boy thing, man. That Who's Your Boy Entertainment, man. I just feel like it's just about a time for you, for y'all just, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's just about a time for the Midwest kick the dough in anyway. You know what I'm saying?
We got you, man. This year of no years, we're going to show the people in the Midwest that Who's Your Boy ENT is not playing with these types no more. We got all kinds of shit jumping off. Yo.
What it takes for an artist to get with you?
Shit, 219-293-5976, Waylo, in New York. Who's Your Boy ENT.com.
I mean, what are you looking for?
Huh?
Who keep pushing buttons?
What are you looking for?
What you mean, what am I looking for? Shit,
for anybody want your artist. Hey, producer, looking for something. What are you looking for?
What I'm looking for, these producers, these people that shoot videos, anybody that want to throw us some beats to go on Hardy album. Hell, drop us a high 16, you know, whatever. You want to come to the studio record? We got record time. I can put together you a CD package if you want to get your shit out there. Whatever you need, we got. Period. Point blank. Exclamation point.
Distribution.
That's
exactly
what it is.
You want your names on the CDs. You want your shit packaged. Like I said, on photo shoots. Yeah, you can come over here and record for a small nominal fee.
Okay. That's what's up. We got a new caller in. Caller, what's happening?
What's up?
Who this be?
Somebody you hit you up on Facebook today.
Big Walt, what's happening, baby?
What's up, Playboy?
Is that Walt number three?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Big Walt, what's happening with you?
Ooh, what's going on, man? You know I had to come and check you out. You know I'm a man of my word. I'm keep my promises, man. What's good?
One of the rich and the horses.
What's going on?
Let's say that. One of the
rich. Hell no. Nah. Hey, man, it's good to hear from y'all, man.
Most definitely, hit me up, man.
No, for sure, man. We on this show, man. We doing this. We got my boy Waylo.
I'm in.
Yeah, man. We doing it, man. We got this Midwest thing on and cracking, man.
I'm still Midwest. I hear y'all talking about the lyrics and the beats and shit. So, you know, that perked my ears up. So,
sure,
I
want
to know where.
Big Wall, what you up to, man? I mean, you still doing the music thing?
Man, I be in and out of it, man. You know, I get a hot streak going, and then I turn cold. But I was been doing beats, man. I've been with the rap and shit. So I got material, man. I mean, what y'all trying to do?
Hey, man, we trying to do everything. Like I said, we got my man Waylo on here from Who's Your Boy Entertainment. We got his artist Hardy on here, man. I mean, you know, like I said, we trying to make a, I mean, no homo, but we trying to make a little connection all around the Midwest, man. We trying to make where your music click with his music and his music click with your music and everything just go all out.
As it should be. Well, you know, man, I ain't shit. You in Indianapolis, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. That's what, 2.5 hours tops?
Sure, bro.
Right,
man. That's the world.
Well, we got this thing called internet now.
Yes,
we can say anything
now.
This thing called internet.
how we gonna get that connect going on, man? I mean, I got lyrics, I got 16s, I got songs, I got whatever.
Just put him in waiting on in the room, man.
And
right,
well,
yeah,
you can take my
number
right here, bro.
Oh, for sure.
I would take
219. That's their City Connect, you know. All we want to do is be in the video.
I'm finna put you and Big Walt in the room, all right? So y'all can exchange couples and do what y'all got to do.
Let's do.
Okay. There y'all go. All right, now, Hardy, you still with me, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, now, Hardy, check this out, man. All right, man, I know you all about your music and all this. You know what I'm saying? But now here in Sin City, we're building the conglomerate of motherfucking music. We building grown man, grown woman stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
Janine, you here with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now this right here, Janine, this is our designated sex therapist.
Okay.
This is our designated sex therapist. Dog, I'm going to tell you like this.
Mm-hmm.
You do videos, I haven't seen your videos. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you like this. Bottom line, you want to get into a freaky type structure.
Janine,
if you want to do a freaky video, you need to holler at Janine because Janine will give you the plugs on every place you need to go to get whatever you need. Trust. Please believe, bro. Please believe when I tell you this. I'm not bullshitting with you at all. You in the Midwest? You in the Chicagoland area, right?
Right, right.
Dude, you want to do a video in a mansion with a bunch of hoes and bitches running in and out? Talk to Janine.
Is that right?
Hey, I'm not bullshitting with you, man.
Hey, she goes up on them sex parties too, though. If you don't take up sex parties, that's
sex
a
party.
Right.
Hey, you want to a sex party?
Yeah, I've been to a couple of them before. I've seen some, man. All right.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. What you see?
Mm-hmm.
what did you see when you went, dog? Straight up.
Man, sex parties on a hotel room lobby. Not lobby, but a little flow, man. You know, niggas running room, different room to room. All the type of shit, man. Put your ear. That was a good night, man. That happened earlier this year. Some real shit. That happened earlier this year.
Now, did you have to have any permission?
You said
I'm
what?
I'm finna go. Wait a minute, hold on. Hey, I'm finna go holler at Waylo and Big Walt. So, I'm gonna leave y'all to this.
Mm-hmm.
So do what you do, man. So check this out, man. When you go in these rooms, right, you got all these females in these rooms. Now Janine told me that, you know, you gotta get permission. You can't just speak with anybody.
Oh, so y'all, so this is official. This is official tissue. Okay. You gotta get permission.
So now, how can I get connected with this?
But when you got a manager that you already gave up that right to give your position?
What?
Is that how it is?
Man, what are you talking about, man?
I was trying
to.
I was trying to go with the same thing that.
He had one at a hotel, and a lot of times when they have those hotels, when you get invited, it's like automatic. Because you have to be invited to a lot of those things.
Mm-hmm. But don't the matches pick them out, though?
They had some.
Usually you wouldn't even get invited. if they didn't want you.
How was your experience, dog?
You said, how was the experience?
Yeah, man, was it everything you thought it was going to be?
Let's see. Well, what happened was, my guy, he had let me know about this shit. He had been letting me know about this shit for a little minute now. They had, I guess, about, I had to be like 4 rooms. They was across from each other at this little hotel up on Cayman and shit. We got them, went up there. And I will say it was everything I thought it was going to be. And there was some motherfuckers there that I didn't think was going to be there. And that was the crazy shit about it. I didn't think it was going to be there, but was in the building.
How many females were you talking? Around about.
I'd say six.
Six.
Two. It was only 4 of us. It was me. My nigga, me and about 3 of my niggas. So I don't know if that's an official party, but it was a party to me. That was my baby introduction to that type of shit, I guess you could say.
Oh, shit. How can I be down?
I feel you on that.
What y'all talking about?
You talking about sex parties.
Oh, shit.
I want to go to a sex party.
I'm talking
about how he been
the one. Shit, you should have came to their birthday party last year. All the strippers were setting off the fire detectors, the smoke detectors, and it was a couple of peaches that was under my entertainment stand for like 2 months because I was scared of touching it.
That shit was crazy, man.
How did she set the smoke alarm off?
Only thing touching the ground was the back.
That's
of
a good fucking. That's a good fucking right there.
Only
that's
thing that was touching the ground was her shoulders and the back of her head. She was up in a backwards headstand, some kind of way. And
that's
she
shit.
Stuck.
Didn't the other girl blow the shit?
Yeah, she stuck a candle in her shit and in her ass.
Yeah.
And then lit it. And then took a can of aerosol and sprayed his long ass 6-foot flame out of her shit.
Whoa. You said she stuck a candle in her ass.
Yeah.
And lit it.
Yeah.
And lit it.
You
got
a number?
Shot out like a 6-foot flame. Yeah, I got a number.
I did a lot of things, and I must say, Wick Head did a lot of things. But I have never seen the candle in the ass lit.
Yeah, and they had to put
one
of the plastic down, all that oil and shit, and bitch, man, that shit was crazy.
Hey, I'm telling you, that food cup stayed under my entertainment stand for 2 months.
Man.
How good was it, though? Was it
good?
I want to try it now. I don't want to burn the motherfucker up, though. So you put the candle in the ass. I'm trying not to burn this motherfucker up.
Did you think you want to try that? She had 2
candles. Yeah,
did you say you want to try that?
She had one in each hole.
Yeah, I want to try.
I
want to try that.
You want to stick a candle on your ass?
No,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, he said her ass. I'm pretty sure Ray Rosen say he stuck a candle up his ass. I'm pretty sure.
Hold on, dog.
I'm pretty sure that. I was trying to try what Waylo did while you trying to reverse that. He didn't work with you.
I didn't do nothing.
You're a little bit slow on that, bro. You're a little bit slow. Slow down on that. Yeah, on the cast, get me.
No, I heard you say I want to try that.
No, I said I want to try what Waylo did. Waylo, you got candles in your ass?
No, hell no, I ain't got no candles in my ass.
Then what the hell are you talking about? I said, I wanted to try what Waylo did. I said, that's what I said. All right, let's finish the story.
It was Hardy and the CEO's birthday, and we had strippers at my house.
Yeah.
And she got on her shoulders, and she stuck a candle in both her holes.
And took a
spray can and shot out this 6-foot flame.
Yeah,
that's what made the smoke detectors go out. It It was some dumb nigga that tried to light a cigarette off the shit. I'm gonna burn this whole thing up.
Light that shit, huh? Light that shit, baby. Light it on my face.
Well, whoa. I just got back in. What the hell going on here?
Light it on my face.
I just heard him say put it on his face. What are you talking about?
I said light it on the face. Just light me on the face, baby.
Light me on the face.
Yeah,
hold on, man.
Get a light.
Oh, Janine, did you hear what I heard?
No, you didn't hear the whole story. They only hear other things.
I'm just saying, I was the only one that heard that. That shit sounds crazy as hell.
Hey, man, I just came back in. All I heard is say, light me on the face.
Yeah, they don't hear the whole story, Waylo. Selling shit. They don't hear the whole story. That's their problem.
After they set the flame off of her shit or whatever, the flame shoots out 6 feet. The dude tried to light a cigarette on it. So after that, she took this cup of peaches, fruit cup, and she took the syrup and some most horrible, nastiest shit I've ever seen in my life. And that was just like, damn.
Well,
so
now, what
she
do with the syrup?
She took the syrup and pulled it in her ass and pulled it in her shit, spread her shit open, pulled it in her shit, sucked all the juice out.
Wow.
And then left the fruit cup under my entertainment stand. I was scared to touch that, so I stayed under there for like 2 months.
You weren't touching the way low? You touched
okay,
it.
Okay, I came in late on. Way low, what kind of damn party was you having?
It was for my artist and my CEO's birthday. They had strippers at the crib.
Yeah, my 23rd birthday.
God damn, Hardy. Hardy, what you doing, man?
He was over there smacking ass with the ugly face. I looked up and looked like he had sucked on the lemon smacking ass.
That shit was crazy.
So in other words, every time you call Hardy's name, he pretty much was just like,
sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
Yeah. Man, I need to go to some parties like that.
Sure, yeah. Ain't gonna be the last.
Hey. Don't take Wick. You already know what his thing is. As soon as he see the woman.
Hey, you got some candles?
How you gonna say don't take Wick? Wick always the man there for you. Always don't take Wick.
What's your name, motherfucker?
Bad rap, Rick Wick, huh? That's what you give me. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't, man, because I love the way you do that little dance move that you do when you sneak up behind him and you get behind him and you get to do that little hump move. I love that move you do, dog. I love that move, dog.
You're pretty good, man. You're pretty good. What are you going to do?
Before you do it, hey, we go, you he humping
you.
Hey,
you got to have the song, though. You got that AMG, though. Got to have the song, though. You don't got the AMG song, do you?
I dare you to do that damn dance to put it on SinCity.Spruce.com.
Give me the hand and find my song, I'll do it. I can only do it off my song.
Father Time got the Father Time
no,
got AMG.
Father Time don't listen to AMG.
Shit, I got
no AMG.
Shit, I got some AMG.
I'll do it, dude.
Father, all you gotta do is go to YouTube. Get the song. Take control. Dog, I dare you. I triple dog dare you to do that dance and put it on SinCity.Spruce.com.
You triple dog dare me?
I triple
Not the triple dog. I don't do it, dude. Not the triple dog, damn. He triple dog, damn, dude. I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Wow.
He triple dog, damn.
All you got to do is tape it, man. All you got to do is tape it.
I can do that.
If you put that motherfucker on there, no, but you got to do the real dance. You can't. You got to do the one you're going to put.
I'm
going
to do the real dance. I'm going to do the real dance.
You got to do the one you and Roman used to do. You can't have
that.
Yeah,
I get a goddamn million hits off that shit.
Hey, everybody, look here now. So this should be posted by tomorrow morning, right?
Hey, Father Time, go ahead and do it. You got the song. I work tomorrow, so it won't be tomorrow morning. It'll be tomorrow night.
Y'all can do it tonight.
You get the song.
He said, fuck the bullshit.
Yeah,
the song.
Time. You gonna do it tonight, man. All you gotta do is tape.
I don't think he can't do it tonight.
Why not?
I don't think he open to the webcam and all that.
Nah, I'm saying he can tape it off. You can tape it off the phone.
Oh, well, let's give it a try. Cause I'm gonna do it.
Time, what's up, man? You gonna tape me doing the dance?
Yeah, I give it a shot.
Man, look here, dog.
What's the name of the song?
Dick Control.
Hey, AMG Dick Control,
AMG,
man.
Yeah. Wow.
If you motherfucker, hey, dog.
Oh, whoa, you remember that? You remember that?
Yes,
you remember
I
that
remember
dance?
That. What was that?
Oh, ain't that
1990? I mean, that was the quick, the AMG, the, all that shit, yeah.
That's what happens when you got original Horseman on there. Hey,
that's what happened when you had
the
MC ride through Westbrook and somebody getting their ass beat at the basketball court.
Wow, way back.
Yeah, that was that time. So, exactly.
All right, now for y'all that don't know, I'm bring y'all up to speed. We had this little dance we used to do. Now, I ain't gonna even lie. I couldn't do it. I ain't gonna lie and say I could. But
Butch, we tore that shit up. That was our dance. The control.
Wait a minute.
The control.
We would be at a stoplight. If this song came on, these motherfuckers would jump out
Pop
the
out.
Car.
Yes.
And do that. The control.
A busy intersection and would jump in front of the headlights and just do this dumb ass dance all the way until the light turned green. I mean, it was crazy.
No, the dick control. Dick control. You gotta have dick control to do that dance.
Nah, I mean, the shit was so I mean, these motherfuckers would jump out in front of the headlights. And I mean, I'm talking about we could be on 11th and Broadway. Everybody in here knows 11th and Broadway is like the busiest street in Broadway. These motherfuckers would jump out and jump in front of the headlights and just do this dumb ass dance until it turned green. I mean, goddamn.
I'm gonna go listen to that tonight.
The song making you dance is by itself, cause you gotta have big controls. Gotta have big controls.
I mean,
just make you dance.
We was on eighth and Taft. These motherfuckers jumps out the car. I mean, doors wide open. These motherfuckers, they didn't jump on the side of the doors. These motherfuckers went in front of the headlights so everybody that's driving by can see them. And these motherfuckers just did the dance the whole time the song was on. Calm, like, bah, ah, bah. These motherfuckers, like, go around. We doing our dance.
Gotta have the control. Gotta have it.
I want to see you do it.
Oh, hey, I'm going to do it, dude.
Jadae, you going to take out the video if you do it? Janine?
Oh, we lost Janine.
Uh-oh.
I'm here.
You gonna check out the video?
Now, Janine, she ain't down with no dick control. She ain't down with dick control.
What you talking about, the video that Wick gonna do?
Yeah. You ain't down with dick control.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at it. I wanna see.
Hardy, is Hardy still here with me?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Hardy. All right, now check this out, man. You never seen, I'm pretty sure you didn't watch the Dave Chappelle show, right?
Yeah, I seen.
You ever seen the dude doing the robot? The one dude that just come out of the
Hell, fool, bro.
Yeah, I see this shit.
Alright, you know how to put in your video, dog. When you see this shit, you're going to be like, alright, I'm going to put him in a video. He's just going to come out of nowhere and do this dance. Dog, he's similar. It's similar to some shit like that. How the dude just come out of nowhere doing a robot and shit. Just, you be like, God damn. You want the day spread out of nowhere and come doing a robot? That's this motherfucking thing, dog. I'm telling you. Dog, this is the perfect thing. Who's your boy entertainment? Hey, I'm giving y'all first dibs on this dance, dog.
I'm telling you, they want the best with it, dog. They want the best with it.
I'm giving y'all first dibs. Thanks,
now, break in there. Get that rods going on.
Nah. His partner ain't gonna be able to come do the dance with him.
Yeah, we can put him in the video room. Make it, make the video look good.
But I'm telling you, we're giving y'all first deals on this dance, dog. I'm telling you. Y'all want to do a crazy ass video one day, and y'all feel like, fuck it. I'm telling you. Y'all gonna get a nigga bus ticket like, hey, nigga, come on down here. Come on, do this video with us. Just do the dance.
Hey, send me the video clip. I'll mix it into a video.
Okay, y'all. I'll go ahead and give y'all that dick control dance. It's called the dick control dance.
Right, man. You can't half-ass do it. You got to do it right, dog.
Yeah, I'm going to give him the dick control dance.
Hey, you fuck around and get Hardy high and make him do a fall to it.
You say, Hardy, have a song for me. And then do that dick control.
And then just make a video out of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm showing dick control dance.
Y'all watch that Dave Chappelle shit and y'all see dude doing that motherfucking dance.
I just busted him from nowhere. I'm going to do
y'all
the dick control dance for you.
Y'all gonna be like, this motherfucker stupid. But see, y'all gotta picture it now. Y'all gotta picture this motherfucker actually being in front of some headlights, in the front of a busy ass street, doing this goddamn thing. I don't even lie to y'all. You motherfuckers doing the dance, cause I wouldn't do that.
You remember that shit.
I used to be like, I'm not doing this shit. I'm not doing it. Hold on. Oh, shit. We got my boy Big Mike. Big Mike, what's happening?
What up, though? They dancing around like Ashy Lear.
Yeah. They doing the dance, dog.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about him and Roman. Him and Roman used to do this dance, dog.
Renell and Roman.
Yeah, they used to do the dance. So we say he gonna put it on cncity.smooth.com.
We'll do government names around here now.
Yeah,
that must be Shorty Doo Wop.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know who this is now, then, huh?
Yeah, I got you. I figured out who you are, man.
I'm glad you woke this nigga up, Cass.
It took me a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I must appreciate you them times I was in your class sleep when I was fucked up, too.
That's what you were supposed to do, so you wouldn't get in trouble, nigga. That was the
plan. I had to have a wrestling match. Yeah, I remember them days.
Yeah, but we used to check your pockets when you went to sleep, though. Make sure you had nothing in them.
No, that's why I put it in my shoes.
Well, your little bitty ass shoes came off real easy, though. Yeah. Y'all still dancing at Streetlights?
Yes, sir.
Man, he gonna get on that tonight, man. We gonna put this dance on that tonight. Hopefully we get it on now. We gonna put the dance on tonight.
Well, be next week because we don't got the right environment. I gotta be at the club, man, so I can do my dance.
You sound like you need to be at the street like to do it.
Well, man, you need to be at the club.
No, oh, man, you got to have it on there, man. We got to put it on there, dog.
I'm working on it. I just, hey, got to have the right spot when I want to do my dance. Dance just don't come out. You got to have the right music. They don't play the music no more.
Oh, fuck, all I got to do is give you a 40. You going to dance.
No, man, more than 140 for me. Yeah, hey. Boy, ain't going to do shit but piss me off.
Hey, Zach. But,
yo,
damn, cuz, you can't cop. You look like you 21 off.
Fuck you and anything you believe in on that one, okay? We ain't going to go there, okay? We ain't going
yes,
there.
We had to go there.
We ain't. We're going to leave that alone.
Speaking of 40 hours.
That asshole.
Hey,
how old was I at that time?
Oh,
14, 15?
You got a full-grown Bruiser Brody beard at that time.
I was about 14, 15, wasn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, 14, 15. Oh, we're going to tell me I can't cop.
No. The fact that it wasn't just the way you looked, it was your voice. That motherfucker was so y'all. That motherfucker looked like he was 25 years old. And he walked in like, can I get my 40
Oh, wow.
It wasn't that bad, man.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't that bad, man.
We were drinking that good old St. Ives back then.
Get on that bitch, nigga, man. Don't let him talk about you like
good
that, man.
Good old St. Ives, huh?
Hey, the fucked up part is that I had the deep voice, but he looked like the oldest motherfucker.
Yeah, you looked like you was 12 back then.
Yeah, but my voice was deep. But you like, yeah, hey, 540 to St. Ives. Like, how?
You know what? I'm going to rehab. I ain't fucking with y'all anymore.
They didn't even ask for your ID. They just made sure you was taller than the little ruler in the show.
Oh, see why we had to go there.
Like a great America.
Well, see why we got to go there, man. We got on the height shit.
No, he was on all the rides to Great America.
I did. I got on the bike, man. Fuck y'all, nah.
Platform before they was popular.
I got on the back, man.
Oh, wow. What the fuck?
Why I got friends like y'all? I don't even know.
Oh, man.
I'm going to find me some new friends. I don't got time for this shit. I'm going to rehab. Fuck y'all.
Nigga, you need to come down here and hang out a minute.
Oh, so, yeah, I really do. Yeah, so.
All right, man. All right, y'all, you know, you're going to cut us off, man. You're going to cut us off.
You can come dance at our street light.
Yeah, they don't cut us off for the second, y'all. They ain't giving us that free time like we used to have. So we gonna end this like this. Big Mike, you got any last words, man?
Hey, y'all be easy and they'll get this way, nigga.
Nigga, you got my my number's on my Facebook thing. It's never changed, baby. My number never changed.
I'm going to have to get on your friends list then.
Yeah, never changed, baby. Never changed.
Get down here and hang out. You'd have a ball. You might not want to go back to that snow. This little bullshit snow, we got to be gone by Monday.
Yeah, I hope so.
Exactly.
Hey, Big Walt.
Yes, sir.
Big Walt, you got any last words, man?
Man, I want to say, man, it's just been good to reconnect, man, and link back up with y'all and make some new contacts and hopefully some, you know, some friends and get some good music coming out, you know, out of that way, man. And hey, man, it's all love, so let's keep in touch.
What's up? All right, that's what's up.
Careful
that's
out there.
What's up? Janae.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, last words, baby. Say something sexy.
Say something sexy.
To me? I ain't say that. I'm sure I said to me.
I'm just laying here with my ass in the air waiting for some dick to come into it. Those are my last words.
Them was my last words, too. Goddamn. Right, goddamn. All right, Hardy, hurry up, nigga. Hurry up and talk. Hurry up to Hardy. Talk.
I'm trying to call a girl right now to see if she can do what you mean talking about goddamn. But it was good hollering at y'all. And shit, I'm calling next week. I'm fucking with it. Who's the boy?
All right, nigga. I tell you what, even better, man. Call in tomorrow. Same bad time.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with it.
Call in tomorrow, man. Way low.
Yo.
Any last words, bro?
Yeah, you know what it is, Waylow 219 YouTube, HoosierBoyNT.com, Not a Biz. Check out Hardy, Lady Queen and Guns. Download the mixtape for free. SinCity.Spruce.com, Father Time Cast. Everybody else that called in, salute y'all. Appreciate the love. HoosierBoyNT, we out.
That's what's up.
Nice.
Bushwick G. Any last words, dog?
Oh, most definitely. SinCity.Spruce.com, I'm always here. You know what I'm saying? Get my opinion. So, cash and fuck with me. Peace out.
That's what's up. Last but not least, my fellow co-host, Pop Time. What's happening, dog?
Scrub it like it, man. SinCity.Spruce.com, y'all. Take out the stove. Get them t-shirts. Some panties, Janine. Get you some thongs, girl. That's what's up.
I love to see y'all face. Hey, put my face right there in the place, baby. Put my face right there in the place. SinCity.Spruce.com. Get them thongs, t-shirts, whatever, hoodies. Hell, we even got aprons. We got motherfucking flip-flops. Do what y'all do. All right, y'all, we out. See y'all tomorrow. Peace. That's what's up.